This show is powered by BL3P, the Lightning-enabled European Bitcoin exchange.
Connect the build.
Severin, Lightning developer, synonym, Switzerland.
The Ape That Understood the Universe is a book by Steve Stewart Williams, a psychologist and professor. The book explores the field of evolutionary psychology and delves into the ways in which human behavior and psychology can be understood through the lens of evolution. Is this a must-read for everyone?
Yes.
Your favorite movie is Interstellar, produced by Christopher Nolan. And you look up to Albert Einstein, who is part of his new movie titled Oppenheimer. Have you already seen his new film?
Yes.
Cordon Bleu is a popular dish made by encasing a filling of ham and cheese within a chicken breast or other meat cutlet. This dish is then typically breaded and either fried or baked to perfection. Is it hard to find a good Cordon Bleu being a digital nomad?
Yes.
Kaş is a picturesque coastal town located on the southwestern coast of Turkey along the Mediterranean Sea. It is part of the Antalya province and is known for its natural beauty, historical sites and vibrant tourism industry. Is the dream to retire there?
No.
Do you prefer a sparkling over still water?
No.
Snowboarding is a popular winter sport and recreational activity that involves descanning snow-covered slopes on a snowboard, a flatboard with bindings for securing the rider's boots. Have you ever risked your life going off-piste?
Oh, yes.
I often sleep more than 7 hours per night.
Yes.
Is it true that in Switzerland, injured cows or other big animals are being rescued by helicopter?
Yes.
Math rock is a subgenre of rock music that is categorized by its complex and intricate rhythm structures, unusual time signatures, and a strong emphasis on instrumental virtuosity. It is often featured unconventional and complex guitar patterns, irregular drumming, and intricate bass lines. Do you play a musical instrument yourself?
No.
Are you Satoshi Nakamoto?
No.
Welcome to the Connect the World weekly podcast. I'm Edward.
And I'm Steph. We are ready to take you with us into the beautiful world of the Lightning Network.
Enjoy the ride. This is episode 84 of Connect the World. And this show is made possible by our friends from BL3P. Thank you for supporting our mission. And if you also want to help out, then follow us on Twitter, subscribe at our YouTube channel, or you can find us, of course, in our Telegram group. Join them and ask us everything. And of course, a donation is always welcome.
Соединим этот мир.
Welcome, Sevi.
Welcome, Sevi. Welcome again. It's been some time.
Yes. Nice to be here.
Yeah, man. I think you still have the same tan as you had. I think it's already 1.5 years ago or something.
I think it will be actually.
Yeah. And that was actually in Turkey, by the way, when we recorded.
Yeah, you were in a hotel room.
That explains the tan, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
and if I remember well, I also think you had a little bit of a sunburn back then, but...
I actually opened the podcast today because I wanted to look up if I actually had a sunburn as well, yes. And it doesn't look like on the camera, but I believe I had one. But yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, at least you're enjoying the sun. Let's put it that way, right?
Of course. I mean, it's so nice right here in Europe at the moment. It's like,
You told us you just returned from Asia. Where have you been?
I've been in Taiwan for 3 months. It's a very interesting place to be, actually. It's an exciting place with a lot of people, and it's very similar to Japan, but had its own characteristics. Yeah. That's pretty good. And then I was 1 month in Bangkok. There was the Bangkok Bitcoin conference, which was
actually
good. I can recommend that. It's
awesome.
It's they have a very nice local community, and there are some really good people there in general.
Was it the first time there, the conference, or well, the community is older, I guess, but I don't know about the conference if it's held there every year.
No, it was the first time.
Was the first time, yeah.
Yeah, it was the first time. It's the first time they organized it. They have this BOP, Bitcoin space. It's a house in the middle of Bangkok where they do meetups, and some people work from there, which is pretty cool. And
yeah.
Like Piccolo is from there. You know Piccolo?
No.
No. Oh, okay. No.
Good.
But did you succeed in pay with sets in a restaurant or something, or is it just
that's difficult? It's not allowed in Thailand.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I mean you can do it of course at the conference, but in general it's not allowed, unfortunately.
It's the same with Indonesia, right?
Yeah, I believe their governments are all afraid that their currency will lose value. It's I don't know of any Southeast Asian country that you can actually do pay with Bitcoin in the public.
Yeah, you have Boracay Island, right?
That's the
Bitcoin island. So in the Philippines, you can pay with sets, but no, I think in Indonesia it's not possible. And we've learned that in Thailand it's also not possible. So there's some work to do, Xavi, right?
Yeah, definitely. Luckily, it's not just me. There are a lot of other people who drive this thing, which is great.
We are with you, man. Hey, can you please explain? Because I as always, I'm digging a big bit into your recent history, I must say, because the real research I did was 1.5 year ago. But I was looking at your Twitter and I saw a video, and I don't know if it was your video, but it was a video you posted of a cow who is pulling away by a helicopter because he was injured. But is it very common in your countryside?
That's actually very common. So first, I made the video. Happened.
You made it yourself. Okay.
Yeah, that happened on Friday. So I my father lives on the mountains for 3 months and looks after he alone looks after 160 cows on the mountains. And that's his job. And what I usually do every year is go up there for 1 week. And I stayed up there last week with him. And it's in the Swiss mountains, the farmers, if the cow has an injury, with its legs, and it can't walk down anymore, then what they do is they call a helicopter. They bind the cow at the rope to a helicopter, and they fly the cow down because the cow is the cow is so valuable because meat prices in Switzerland is so high that they just fly it down and the veterinary
even the cost of renting a helicopter is profitable cheaper, just get the cow fixed, right?
Yes, but you also have to see this specific helicopter on a good day, he flies down maybe 20 cows a day.
Really?
Yes.
What the hell? So if you're lucky and you're enjoying your summer holiday in Switzerland, you see cows
flying.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're deep in the mountains like my father is right now, there are so many cows around. I don't know, 2,000-3,000 cows, and there's always a cow or two that breaks a leg or I don't know what. And yeah.
But okay, but the thing I what I saw is that the cow, in my opinion, he was enjoying it, right? Was he drugged or something? Did he have some pills, some relaxing pills or what? Because you would expect a cow being bind up, it's already stressful, and then hanging on a rope on a helicopter. I mean, what the hell, man?
It would freak me out.
And the cow was just hanging there, just yeah, bending his head, and he was just, yeah, in my opinion, he was just enjoying it.
Yes. So with the helicopter, there is a veterinary that lands with the cow. Like, she's working with this helicopter company and does this all the time. And usually the veterinary gives the cow a tranquilizer. Don't know what exactly what drug this is, but it looks like the cow enjoyed it.
You haven't tried it yourself.
A happy pill.
I think it's best. It's best to not do, man.
Hey, but Steph, we need flying bulls, right? It's
let's find some bulls in. Yeah, let's get the bull market started again.
Yeah, man,
that would be nice. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, the last time we had the conversation with you was about LNRouter.app. And we are now going to talk about LSP, so it's a different subject, but we really want to know, how's LNRouter.app doing? Do you have some updates? What's going on the past few, 40 months or so?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's still going. People are still buying it and using it. It went down a little bit after the bull market when the whole hype went down, but it's still going. I started working at Synonym now because LNRouter was not making enough money to sustain my life. The Lightning market is still rather small, but who knows in the future?
Yeah. And for those who want to know more about LNRouter, what it can do for you as a node operator, then check episode 17. It's really a long time ago. And this time we're going to talk about your work at Synonym. So yeah, interesting.
So we're going to talk about LSP. So it will be a technical episode.
It will.
So guys and girls, please take a double shot of espresso and get your brain to work. No, we really want to talk about this because it's an important subject, in our opinion, at least for Lightning, for the broader adoption of the network. So, but it has to be in the 21 minutes, Zavrin. I don't have to explain you because you already know. So, if you are ready, let's dive into the 21 minutes, man.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Connectează lumea.
Well, we only talked about a Lightning service provider LSP a couple of times with some people in our episodes, but you're totally into it. Just, can you explain a little bit about the basics? What is a Lightning service provider and what can it do for all those people who are wanting to use the Lightning network and perhaps also for more adoption in the future? Why is it so important?
Yeah, so a Lightning service provider is basically your gateway to the Lightning network. It's a service provider that provides liquidity and does channel management in the Lightning network. So you as a wallet user, you can just go to the Lightning service provider, the LSP, and everything will be done for you. You can just receive and send payments, but the whole technical complicated thing that Lightning requires is done by this Lightning service provider. Kind of like an ISP, internet service provider, where you get your internet connection from. Very similar.
Yeah. And can you maybe sum up some of the existing Lightning service providers?
So Breeze with its wallet is running an LSP at the moment. There was, of course, Zero Fee Routing a year ago that sold channels and was an LSP, and there are many more, I believe, but what's his name, DC, who is also selling channels and does these kind of things, and I mean Synonym, of course, sorry.
Of course.
Yeah. I was waiting.
Almost so Synonym,
yeah.
But what it makes me curious is that it's we have a question that we sometimes talk about, and it's about seeing the Lightning network as an infrastructure, if that's the future of the Lightning network. And if I'm hearing this, I think immediately of Lightning as an infrastructure, and you just tap into it to use it with your app of your choice. I think I say it correct, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard the term Lightning as infrastructure yet, but yeah, it sounds about right. Yes, you just, it's there, you can use it, it's a service, and you just go there and, yeah, receive payments.
Yeah.
Hey, sounds, the main goal of your work you're doing on the LSB spec is to create interoperability. Can you explain to us and to the audience why this is so important?
Yeah, sure. So at the moment, how it works is that Breeze, the Lightning wallet, has its own LSP. Bitkit, the Lightning wallet, has its own LSP. Like every non-custodial Lightning wallet has its own LSP. And that's a bit of an issue from different point of views. One point of view is if you only have one choice, then there is no competition between them and they can just charge whatever they want. The other thing is from a wallet app point of view, you don't really want to run your own LSP because at some point when Lightning scales, that's a lot of money to be managed. And you as a Lightning app, Lightning wallet, you want to focus on what you can do best, the Lightning experience, like doing an app and making payments. And you don't really want to manage all this money. I mean, at some point, this will go up to the billions. And we are developers. Like, yeah. And the other one, last one for the user is if you can choose between different LSPs, you also improve privacy because then you can also have multiple LSPs and then you can not, it's not a single LSP that sees all the payments that you're doing. It's distributed over multiple LSPs and yeah, that gives you very cool privacy.
So in the end, the LSP is visible in some way and people can use whatever they want and can think about a reason to use it or not use it, for example.
They haven't, like the designers didn't work on the UI yet, but in theory, you have a list of LSPs with some metrics like this LSP is fast, this LSP is cheap, this LSP provides whatever, and then you pick your LSP that you want and you start transacting.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what the other person on the other end of the transaction uses because it's interoperable, so it will work together.
Yes.
And another goal is to make it implementable without the help of Lightning implementation developers. Can you elaborate on this, why that is so important?
Yes. So when we started this whole LSP spec, we saw that like most implementation developers, they're busy. They have a lot of work to do. They're constantly improving the Lightning network. Let's not be these people that create a spec and then demand more changes to the Lightning implementations and give them even more work. Like, it's just, it's not nice. It's also, it would probably hinder the adoption and the specification itself. And it's just, it's not good. And because of this reason, we decided to make the spec as independent of the implementation developers as possible. We haven't 100% succeeded. We are still asking for some little things, but it's way better than just saying, okay, we need this and this and this.
Yeah, yeah.
And because you say we, you're working together with Breeze and Spiral and Lightning Labs, if I'm correct. Don't know if I forgot one or...
I mean, over the year now, almost, a lot of people have joined the LSP spec call, and there are a lot of regular people that I attend. As you said, Breeze, Spiral, CEquals, Bolt Observer, pseudonym we of course, Lightning Labs joins from time to time. Blockstream was there. It's like basically all the big names in space are there, and we're trying to make the best spec as possible.
And how did you achieve consensus among all the involved parties? Because I can imagine that your focus is maybe on a different spectrum from the spec than the others. And how do you make sure you guys are all on the same track?
It was not always easy, let's say like this. We had some heated discussions in between, but gladly we always found a certain consensus, and because at the end we all have the same goals and we want the same things. The most discussions are mostly about how to accomplish that. I mean, you can go a little bit deeper. Like there is, you can do an HTTP API, which is very easy to use and every developer can use it. You can use gRPC that was mostly was proposed by Breeze, for example, or you can do Onion messages on Lightning, or you can do directly peer-to-peer messages, where we actually at the end ended up with. But and there is no like perfect answer. Every method has its advantages and disadvantages, and then you need to figure out what is best for the spec.
And do you have something in mind, or can you still come with something that you guys disagreed on? That's that pops up in your mind that later on you guys found consensus on.
Yeah. So there was one conflict where. So actually, I was part of this group that wanted to have a simple API that every developer can use, an HTTP API. But with an HTTP API, it's difficult. Let's say like this: it's very easy, but it's not Lightning native. You sometimes need TLS to make the connection secure. That depends on domains again, and it has some disadvantages. And
that's the encryption, right?
Yes. Yeah. And so at the end, we ended up with normal peer-to-peer messages. That was basically the contender. And peer-to-peer messages are literally your node, the other node, and you send messages directly back and forth. And it's a gRPC API. So just for developers, I'm getting a little bit technical here, but for developers, it's a gRPC, it's a JSON API, and a JSON API is easy to use, and maybe some other developer wants to use this for a peer-to-peer applications between nodes, but just a hint for developers.
And you've developed the LSP S1 spec that enabled the ability to purchase channels from an LSP. How does it work, and what led to the actual merge? Because it's merged, right?
Yes.
Already?
Yes.
Yeah.
The LSP S1 spec is a channel request, channel order spec. It's basically you can buy channels from your peer with both, like basically a dual funded channel. And what you do is you create an order, you ask your LSP, and you create an order on your LSP with your how big your channel should be, which balances it should have, and how fast you want to have the channel confirmed, and then you get a Lightning invoice and an on-chain address. You can pay one of these, and then the LSP will open one of these channels. Will open the channel, and that was. I mean, why was it merged? At some point, everybody was content with what they saw with the spec. Nobody had really something to add anymore. And then it was like, okay, let's do it. Let's merge it. It's good.
And you're also working on the LSPS2, the concept of just-in-time channels. Can you maybe elaborate on what just-in-time channels are?
Yeah. So just-in-time channels solve a UX problem. As a user at the beginning, you don't have any Bitcoin. You have nothing. And as you just saw with LSPS1, you need to buy a channel with Bitcoin. You need to already have Bitcoin. And a Lightning channel is a requirement to actually receive Bitcoin. So you have the problem that to receive Bitcoin, you need a Lightning channel, but you need to pay Bitcoin for a Lightning channel. So you have an onboarding problem there that new users that don't have Bitcoin can't use Lightning. And the just-in-time channels solve this problem by LSP. The LSP opens a channel to the client and deducts the required fee for the channel open directly from the incoming payment. It's kind of a on-the-fly channel open by the LSP.
So, but then the client is paying with fiat money, right, to the LSP, or how does this work?
No, it's actually, so let's make an example. You bought a pizza for me, and no, I bought a pizza for you, and now you want to pay me, and you already have you already have Lightning satoshis. So I create an Lightning invoice. I don't have a channel yet. I create a Lightning invoice on my app. You pay this Lightning invoice. The LSP sees, hey, there is a Lightning payment coming in, but hey, this guy doesn't have, like, I don't have an channel yet. And what the LSP does is it opens a channel to me and sends me the payment, but the LSP charges a higher fee on this payment that I receive. Mm-hmm. So the LSP can cover the channel opening fee, basically. It's kind of...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like channel... I buy a channel for you with the payment I send you.
And that goes instantly.
Yes, that then goes instantly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, if I hear this, I directly thinking about a non-custodial future, right? Because then you have your wallet app and it isn't attached to anything but only the LSP. How do you see LSPs playing a part in bridging the current state of the Lightning network, and can it perhaps help bridge the gap between self-custodial and custodial Lightning wallets?
I believe it will. Yes, I believe especially chit channels will make the non-custodial Lightning wallet experience as seamless as custodial wallets. Like if you use Wallet of Satoshi, for example, it's such an easy and simple wallet. You just receive Lightning and send Lightning, that's it. And with chit channels and with, I mean, the whole LSP spec, the goal is basically to make the same experience as custodial Lightning, maybe even better, and that the user doesn't need to think about channel management anymore. Doesn't need to think about any technical details anymore. That's all. It's too much. My grandma will never know about Lightning channels.
Instant onboarding. That's what your grandma needs. Hey, and the LSP S5 spec deals with the ability for an LSP to create mobile notifications to wake up mobile phones. That addresses a critical aspect of the Lightning network, the necessity for nodes to be online. And we talked, Steph and I, with Roy Scheinfeld, and he said the same thing, of course. That Breeze had then the problem that it needs to be online to sync. Can you elaborate about what led to the creation of LSP S5 and what the current status is? Because we don't know if it's perfectly up and running.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So LSP S5 is still a proposal. We haven't really, as a group, we haven't really worked on it yet. I read through it, a lot of other people read through it, and the general reception was very good, but we haven't worked on the details yet.
It's an ambitious one, I think.
Yes, it's... I mean, I can go into details a little later, but basically, to explain it, is basically when you don't have your mobile wallet open, you don't have the app open on your phone, you can't receive payments. Like Lightning has this online requirement that to receive payments, you need to be online, and more modern operating mobile phone operating systems will sleep the app in the background and not give it CPU time and any internet connection. And that's a problem. And one way to at least partially solve this is to use mobile notifications to wake up the app so it actually can receive payments. And yeah, it would basically enable you to receive Lightning payments on your phone without being phone turned on.
And how, do you envision the enhancing the overall user experience? Would you say it's a game changer for mobile users of the Lightning Network, this spec?
Well, let's say it's one of the bigger puzzle pieces. Maybe you've heard of async payments before. That's also a thing. It will also help with mobile wallets. But this, if it's, there are a lot of challenges made with spamming, and let's see. It will definitely improve the experience because you can just create an invoice, give it to your friend, and you can leave your phone here, and he can pay it half an hour later.
But you still have, you still need an internet connection, right? If you're in the mountains with your dad saving cows, then it won't work, at least, right?
Yes, that's unfortunate.
Okay.
But also with Breeze, it is very fast nowadays because it's a Neutrino node, I guess, and then it doesn't need to sync everything. So that makes it faster, but LPS5 is interesting. Hey, some specifications like LPS3 and 4 received limited interest and might be abandoned, you said to us before. How do you determine when to pivot or reconsider a proposed spec? Because perhaps it is interesting, but not at this time, but in the future. I don't know if it works like that, but maybe it's interesting to know for the non-developers.
Yes, actually, it just happened. We pivoted from LSPS2 to LSPS4.
It's changing the number.
No, it's actually, so LSPS2 had a flaw. It's maybe you saw the tweet. There was like Binance couldn't, like 3-4 weeks ago, Binance couldn't send payments to non-custodial wallets like Breeze or Moon. Yeah. Maybe you saw that.
Yeah, I saw it.
That was actually because of a flaw of, kind of a flaw of Breeze or non-custodial wallets like JIT channels. You can also blame Binance for not implementing it correctly, so I don't want to blame a party here, but there was an issue there. And because we saw this issue, the LSP spec group pivoted to LSPS4, which is more complex, which we wanted to save for a later point. But now there was a necessity to improve LSPS, switch over to LSPS4 and solve these problems.
Oh, I hear the tech talk and I see one question left. Can you shed a light on anything exciting future specifications or features you and Synonym are considering for the LSP spec?
Actually, we are very busy at the moment with the current spec. We still need to implement and everything, but maybe one thing I can mention, which C-Man is pushing, is he wants to make receiver privacy for Bolt 11 invoices work, which right now, you as a receiver, you're not private. Your node ID, your pub key is exposed. And C-Man wants to add an extension to LSPS 2 or 4 to actually make you anonymous, which would be a great improvement.
Indeed.
Nice. I don't know if the regulators are messing things up here because I hear, with the travel rule and all, will be difficult maybe, but...
Relax, Steph. That will be okay.
Just relax.
No, but it's interesting. Yeah. It's great that you work on with the whole team of Synonym on the LSPS. Spec. It's great work. We had a lot of Lightning questions as well, but we just do that another time. So this is LSP only. Let's head over to the Like, well, bingo. We call it the bingo, right, Steph?
Yes.
Conectează lumea.
Yeah, we have. We prepared three questions for you, Savvy. You may only choose one, obviously. And you may choose between Albert Boo, he's from NeutronPay, Brandon Green, he's from BTC Inc., and even Kaludes from Zeus Wallet. Which one do you want to hear?
I want to hear from the NeutronPay.
Albert Boo,
yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah, it's a perfect question for you, Seth.
My name is Albert Boo, and I'm from NeutronPay. This is my question to you. Would you ever implement KYC or KYB to have more regulation in your app or your platform?
No. I mean, let's say like this. If you want to create a bridge to the fiat world, mm-hmm. which should be 100% optional in any app, you should be able to use Bitcoin anonymously in your wallet. But if you want to, for example, enable users to buy Bitcoin with a credit card, then you're kind of forced to add some light KYC. Like, for example, like Pocket does it, for example, or Relay. And this might be beneficial for all parties. But I'm very careful with things like this.
As long as it's not needed, it's not needed, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Okay, thanks, mate.
Good, thank you very much, Islam.
Соединим этот мир.
Where can people follow you, Savvy? And obviously all the news about the specs, I mean, it's very interesting. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Do you guys have maybe a blog or a website contributed to...
Or maybe developers that are listening that think, perhaps I want to help out?
Yeah, sure. So the LSB spec has a GitHub repository. I can send you the link, and maybe you can add it to the bottom.
Of course. Somewhere. Of the video, Ramon can.
Perfect, yes.
We can add it, yeah.
We also have a Telegram group where we talk back and forth. And we have a meeting every second week on Wednesday, 11 a.m. UTC, where I welcome everybody to join and to listen in and potentially to contribute. We can always be most, we lack review power. There's a lot of proposals, a lot of people on it.
Yeah.
But just reviewing stuff is such a needed thing.
Yeah. Really helpful.
Yeah. Personally, you can follow my Twitter, SeverinAlexB. Download BitKit, please. It's a great wallet. And that's it.
Cool. And use Ellen router.app.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, if you're running a notes.
Yeah, no, it's a great place to see all the metrics that you need and just test something out. So thanks again, Savvy.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Till next time.
It was a pleasure.
And thanks for listening. And thanks to all members participating in the Satoshi Radio Rings of Fire, of course. Thanks also to help us out to connect the world together. If you like our content, then please support us in our mission, Connect the World, and go to connectworld.live, where you can also donate and subscribe, like, and share our content on your favorite platform. We need you to complete our mission, Connect the World, so keep those nodes running, sets flowing, and rings burning, and see you all next week on the same Lightning channel.
Cheers,
tot ziens, Savvy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.